Into Publishing presents Food, Health and Climate. Why it is absolutely necessary to reduce our consumption of meat and other animal products. By Risto Isomaki. Narrated by Jason Doan. Preface. The world is on the verge of the greatest change in human nutrition since the Neolithic Revolution, the beginning of agriculture and animal husbandry, which occurred about 12,000 years ago. In our own time, humanity will shift from a diet rich in meat and other animal products to diets consisting mostly of plant-based foods, with much of the remaining food being produced by new technologies we have never seen before. These new technologies will be able to grow meat with compositions and textures identical to that of traditional meats, but coming from cell cultures rather than animals. These new technologies will even be able to produce some future food from water, air, and solar electricity, finally offering lasting liberation from the threat of famine during wars and other major disasters. This revolution is already happening. According to Global Data, a company that collects economic information from hundreds of very large companies, almost two-thirds of people on the planet plan to abandon meat, or at least to shift to a much more plant-based diet. Most of them live in Asia, but the trend is also strong in the United States and Europe. This great change has not become a practical reality yet, though. For instance, in the United States, only about 30 million people have really started to move towards a vegan or plant-based diet, less than 10% of the population. However, the new food revolution is happening, with historically unprecedented speed, in our attitudes, values, and intentions. As you begin to follow these developments, you will encounter near-daily reports of large retail outlets, leading fashion brands, powerful media corporations, major cities, or even whole countries making significant new moves in this direction. This book is about why this new food revolution is necessary, and how it could solve all of our most serious and pressing global problems. All of them. At once. No, I'm not joking. In the following chapters, I will demonstrate that if we can manage to reduce our consumption of meat and animal products, the whole problem of global warming, which appears so overwhelming and nearly impossible to solve, is likely to just kind of melt away as if it had never existed. Something similar will happen to hunger, malnutrition, and fresh water shortages as well. To the sinking of estuaries and river valleys. To the pollution of lakes, rivers, groundwater, and shallow seas. To the depletion of forests, fish, and wild animal populations. We will no longer need to worry about the sixth extinction, the permanent disappearance of millions or tens of millions of animal, plant and fungal species from our planet. Forever. Nor about the merciless destruction of rainforests, coral reefs, mangrove forests, wetlands, grasslands, seagrass meadows and other endangered biotopes. We will live confident in the knowledge that future generations will be able to treat diseases with antibiotics, and that they will have effective cancer cures. Even our risk of getting cancer in the first place will become smaller. And we will not have to worry so much about new pandemics caused by novel influenza, corona, Nipah, or Ebola viruses. And perhaps, above all, we will sleep better at night, knowing that animals are no longer being mistreated to produce our food. Food is also a cultural issue, connected to innumerable different traditional cultural, social and socio-economic values. However, these values constitute a web so enormous.